afternoon, Care Champions. I'm Dan Esdale, and this is your all-encompassing minute, the only podcast for Care Champions by Care Champions. Today is Monday, November 16th, 2020, and here's what's happening at Encompass Human Services this week. Now, later this week, the COVID-19 Task Force will have its monthly meeting. The cross-functional group has been meeting regularly since February, and many of the processes and protocols associated with COVID-19 have emanated from this group. Overall, the agency continues to do extremely well, and that's really thanks to all of you and the for each other mindset. So keep being vigilant, keep being mindful, especially now as we head into the holiday season and the cold winter months. Now, on a much lighter and happier note, this week it was announced that Oscar Legendre was promoted to Assistant Director of Residential Services. Way to go, Oscar. Now, in this new role, Oscar will oversee the shared living program as well as several group homes, and he's going to be reporting directly to Angie Otiano in the residential unit. Judging from the reaction of the fellow care champions, I'd say this promotion was well-deserved. So kudos to you, Oscar. Best of luck in the new role. Now, it being November 16th is also the opening of the open enrollment period here at Encompass Human Services. Now, earlier today, I talked to Kat Denise, the Human Resources Manager at Encompass, and asked her what she wants all of us to know about the open enrollment period. Have a listen.
So open enrollment has started as of today, November 16th. Everyone has a task on their Paycor homepage. So if they log into their Paycor portal and navigate to their Me tab and go to their benefits section, they'll see something that says welcome to open enrollment, and there'll be a big blue button where they have to click on and it says start your enrollment. So anyone that's benefit eligible does have to complete this task by December 4th. So everyone has 2 weeks to do this, either to waive benefits, to continue your benefits, change your benefits, update beneficiaries, dependents, anything, make any changes to your benefits. You do need to log into Paycor, go to your benefits page, and make those selections by December 4th.
That's right. It's all virtual this year. Kat assured me that her and her team are here to answer any questions that you might have. But like I said, December 4th is the end date for open enrollment. Now, in addition, Kat and her entire team are also very busy on the recruitment front. We have about 50 open positions here at Encompass Human Services, and one of the unique things they launched is the employee referral program. So again, I wanted Kat to kind of elaborate on what that means for all of us. Take it away, Kat.
Best way to get our staff is word of mouth. Obviously, word of mouth advertising is the best, and the employee referral program is there for employees if they refer a new hire and they are hired within Encompass. As long as the person being hired does state that they were referred by a particular employee of ours, we'll get a $400 referral bonus. So, again, the new hire does have to state the first and last name of the person referring them. And then the employee also has to submit a referral form, which they can get from Human Resources.
That's right. Up to a $400 bonus if your candidate is hired. So again, for more information on that, please reach out directly to Kat or anyone in the Human Resources office. It's a great new initiative. Now, lastly, related to the open positions, I also asked Kat, what about folks internally at Encompass Human Services who might be interested in one of these roles? Here's what she had to say.
Yeah, I mean, right now we have almost 50 positions in total open throughout the whole agency, and a lot of the positions are all full-time. So I would definitely, recommend any staff that's part-time or part-time intermittent, maybe relief staff that are just picking up shifts as needed right now to fill in the holes at different homes, to look at our vacancy list and maybe consider a transfer and transferring into a position if they can commit to that schedule.
Now, the one thing she did want to point out is that in order to be eligible for a transfer, you have to have been employed at Encompass for a minimum of 6 months. And again, if you're interested in pursuing any of those opportunities, the Human Resources Office would love to hear from you. Well, I want to thank Kat. Pat. There'll be more from her, I promise, in the coming weeks. I want to thank all of you for listening. This has been the latest edition of the All-Encompassing Minute. I'm Dan Esdale. Have a great week, Care Champions.